like Jesus done. And I guess I just don't know. And I guess that I just don't know. Up the dropper's neck when I'm closing in on death. Pretty talk. You can all go take a walk. And I guess I just don't know. And I guess that I just don't know. Tell me you don't have a junkie's dream, haha. Ago. I wish that I'd sail the darkened seas on a great big clipper ship. Going from this land here to that, I put on a sailor's suit and a cap. Thank you. This next song is from the new album. And it's about prison watching television. Which is a nice thing to write a song about. And it's called Satellite of Love. Satellites gone up to the skies. Things like that drive me out of my mind. I watched it for a little while. I love to watch things on TV.
Every
everybody's darling. But she never once lost her head. Even when she was given head, she said, "Hey babe, take a walk on the wild side." I said, "Hey Candy, take a walk on the wild side." And the colored girls go, do 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 do. Here and a hustle there. New York City is the place where you said, "Hey Joe, take a walk on the wild side." I said, "Hey baby, take a walk on the wild side." Sugar Plum Fairy came down and hit the streets, soul food and for a place to eat. Went to the Apollo, you should have seen him go, go, go. They said, "Hey sugar, take a walk on the wild side." I said, "Hey babe, take a walk on the wild side." All right. She is just speeding away. She thought she was James Dean for a day. But then you know that she had to crash. Valium would have helped that best. She said, "Hey Jackie, take a walk on the wild side." I said, "Hey babe, take a walk on the wild side." And the colored girls go, do 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 do. Do 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 do.
WMFO in Medford. Some awesome Lou Reed there from his album American Poet, which is just him live. It's live in Hempstead, New York, 1972. Played a few songs there. Walk on the Wild Side, Satellite of Love, Heroin, and an interview before that. A great interview. If you missed it, listen to the archives later. You can find that at WMFO.org. But right now, I have something to introduce to you. You ready to go right now, Chris? Right? Okay. Right now, I'd like to introduce to you my guest right here on 91.5 WMFO, live in Studio A. It's Scuzzy Yeti.
And we got one called Prime Mover. This is a brand new song.
You guys rock, man.
Take a quick little break here. I'm going to tell you about the guys in the band.
Okay, you want to have a seat?
Whatever, I'm fine.
You're fine?
That's Joshua Turnbull over there banging on the skins.
First of all, you're Chris.
What? I'm Chris. Christopher Wells.
Christopher Wells.
Yep. And Jason Lawrence, guitarist extraordinaire over there.
Hi, Jason.
Yeah. And Brad Decatur, the man on the other six string over there.
Hello.
And then Wayne Munson.
Hi, Wayne.
Playing bass. They're all basically from the Troy area, from all over the place.
Did we introduce drummer?
Yeah, Josh Turnbull. He got first billing. We put the drummer first for some odd reason. Yeah.
That's okay. He's great, that's why. Hey, you guys sound awesome.
Thank you.
How long you been around for?
Almost 2 years, maybe.
2 years, that it?
A little under, maybe. Minor.
You've probably all been in bands over the years, though.
Yeah.
Plenty of bands. We could talk more when you're done. How many songs are you going to do?
Well, we got 8 total. The next song we're doing is called Westward. I wrote it for my buddy Mark Capuzzo, who passed away a little over a year ago. And we recorded that about that time.
Okay. And
so that's what we're coming into now.
Sounds good. You want me to play something off the CD when you're all done and we can...
Well, we're going to be doing those songs today.
Doing
we're doing a couple new ones.
Okay. Well, do your thing, and when you're ready to talk some more, we can, you know?
All right.
Scuzzy Yeti, everyone, on 91.5 WMFO in Medford.
God!
we got another one, new one for you. This one's called Slipstream.
Whoop.
Jesus.
Look out for the mic.
Wow.
What's this one called, Chris?
Slipstream.
All right. It's Scuzzy Yeti on MFO.
Ground, water all around, I hear the sky. there's an airplane up in the sky.
I know that. Oh, Floyd.
It's not an airplane.
What is it?
So yeah, that one was obviously about us getting our asses kicked on an interplanetary scale.
Sounds about right, huh? Yeah, what was that airplane? That was a...
Oh, yeah, whatever. Some up in the sky. Oh, from, Pink Floyd's The Wall.
No, I know yeah. That, but...
Just an innocent, you know, just, oh, look, an airplane.
Right.
It's the same basic thing.
I'm just wondering if a starship came in.
Well, or yeah.
If it was, yeah.
1,000 points of darkness, man.
Right on.
Blacking out the sun.
How many more do you have?
We got two more.
All right.
Two more after a little retuning, as soon as we're done here.
What do you have next?
Flare.
What's that one about?
It's kind of... Leave that into interpretation for lyrics. Not all of them are obvious.
We have Scuzzy Yeti here live in the studio. I have people commenting going, oh my God, One guy says he has all 8 speakers in his house cranked and his house is shaking. I said, studio's shaking too, buddy.
Stuff's falling off the ceiling.
Oh,
yeah, we're rocking the ceiling
down.
Don't
say that too loud. I'll get a bill in the mail.
We got a... Flair's actually kind of like the aftermath after the rage and the destruction. And it's, we're kind of getting sort of a thing. But Knees in the Breeze is the next song. We got two after Flair, and that's about a roadie who goes from job to job on his Harley.
Okay, that'll be the song after
be the
Flair.
We're ending with that one. We're going to rock it out on the ending.
All right.
I know we've been taking it easy. But
I know. I was falling asleep there.
Yeah, sorry about
that. Come on, guys. Pick it up a bit.
quick PSA, let you guys get settled a bit, huh?
Sure.
Sound like a good plan? Right on. Scuzzy Yeti. They sounded great. Scuzzy Yeti on MFO. You sounded great. Everyone sounded great. We'll be right back and talk to the guys.
Good job, buddy.
Hey, guys. It's Brian Young of A Crash Course for the Ravers.
It's a crash course for the Ravers.
Where we play deep cuts, lost classics, live tracks, your requests, and plenty of local rock sprinkled throughout. I'm joined by my beautiful co-host, Marie Michelle.
That's me.
1 to 4 p.m. Saturdays. Don't miss it on 91.5 WMFO in Medford.
Did you know you could lose your college financial aid if you get convicted of a minor drug offense? According to the federal government, one-third of all college students have used marijuana in the past year. Imagine the devastation to our nation's economy if all of these students got the punishment that some lawmakers think they deserve. Join Students for Sensible Drug Policy and fight back against the government's drug war attacks on our generation. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out if there's a chapter at your school or how to start one.
I am Dr. Lester Grinspoon, Associate Professor Emeritus of Psychiatry at the Harvard Medical School. Back in 1966, concerned that so many young people were harming themselves through the use of marijuana, I began to review the medical and scientific literature to help clarify the nature of this harmfulness. Much to my surprise, I discovered that it was a substance remarkably free of toxicity. In fact, it is far safer than any pharmaceutical or recreational drug. There is no record of a single overdose death from its recreational or medicinal use. Marijuana is one of the most studied substances. I believe that it is high time that this country reconsider its stance on cannabis.
Them legalize marijuana.